In 2 days' time, they were walking the beach as far as the headland and back, trudging along in their plastic booties. They ate huge meals, and he put up a sailcloth lean-to with ropes and poles against the wind. They pruned down their stores to a manageable load for the cart, and he thought they might leave in 2 more days. Then, coming back to the camp late in the day, he saw boot prints in the sand. He stopped and stood looking down the beach. "Oh, Christ," he said. "Oh, Christ."
"What is it, Papa?"
He pulled the pistol from his belt. "Come on," he said. "Hurry." The tarp was gone. Their blankets, the water bottle, and their campsite store of food. The sailcloth had been pulled down and was blown up into the dunes. Their shoes were gone. He ran up through the swale of sea oats where he'd left the cart, but the cart was gone. Everything.
"You stupid ass," he said. "You stupid ass."
The boy was standing there, wide-eyed.
"What happened, Papa?"
"They took everything. Come on."
The boy looked up. He was beginning to cry.
"Stay with me," the man said. "Stay right with me."
He could see the tracks of the cart where they sloughed up through the loose sand. Boot prints. How many? He lost the track on the better ground beyond the bracken and then picked it up again. When they got to the road, he stopped the boy with his hand. The road was exposed to the wind from the sea, and it was blown free of ash, save for patches here and there.
"Don't step in the road," he said, "and stop crying. We need to get all the sand off of our feet. Here, sit down."
He untied the wrappings and shook them out and tied them back again.
"I want you to help," he said. "We're looking for sand. Sand in the road, even just a little bit. To see which way they went, okay?"
"Okay."
They set off down the blacktop in opposite directions. He'd not gone far before the boy called out,
"Here it is, Papa. They went this way."
When he got there, the boy was crouched over the road.
"Right here,"
he said. It was a half teaspoon of beach sand, tilted from somewhere in the understructure of the grocery cart. The man stood and looked out down the road.
"Good work," he said. "Let's go."
They set off at a jog trot, a pace he thought he'd be able to keep up, but he couldn't. He had to stop, leaning over and coughing. He looked up at the boy, wheezing.
"We'll have to walk," he said. "If they hear us, they'll hide by the side of the road. Come on."
"How many are there, Papa?"
"I don't know. Maybe just one."
"Are we going to kill them?"
"I don't know."